Yeah, so this is your man Lion Face with another Dread Star Radio segment here on Setting the Standard. Today on the phone, we have Miss Tough Like Iron. What's up, Tough? How are you doing?
Iron. Big up yourself, Lion Face. Wagwan, brethren. Everything blessed?
Yes, I. Yes, I. Everything good, Empress. How you feeling?
They're up on the battlefield. You see me?
So tell the people all what you got going on. You know, like, well, first I'll start with, how did you get your name?
The name really came to me when I started the clothing line. Back in the day, I was trying to sit down and think of, you know, what could I call this movement that kind of incorporate the whole vibe and energy that, yeah, it's a rough world, but we have to make it one way or the other, you know? And I started at 18. Yeah, I started off in Brooklyn. I was at Harriet's Alter Ego Boutique, and my sister and them, well-known all over for making, you know, they have all the fly cultural sisters, all the natural ladies, all the Afro girls and blaze with luck, the fashion, you know. It was a big movement. That's where my vibe first came out of. So, and it was always really closely incorporated with music, and we always work with a lot of musicians and stuff. So, you know, the music was like just right. Like, I've always wanted to sing since I was a child, like ever since I can remember. I always loved music. When I was the only child growing up, so music was like my best friend. I used to always have my radio, some headphones. Even when I was in class, I used to sneak some headphones up my sleeve, right? And then put them in my one ear and sit there with my hand on my ear like I was paying attention and just listen to the radio.
True. So let the people know, what's a couple of titles of your tracks or your songs?
Well, my first track that I have is called Talking to You. We recorded that at Jehova Evil Records in Jamaica. Janai Sila Nunes is the producer, and, you know, he just really blessed it up. I love the mix that he put on it. Crazy dub vibe about in some places and really nice.
So do you,
and I have two videos also on YouTube that everybody can check out. One is for Equal Rights and Justice, which was filmed in Trinidad, and the next one is for Keep Your Head Up, and that was filmed Jamaica by Team Guru. And Equal Rights and Justice filmed in Trinidad by Nerds TV. Keep Your Head Up, filmed in Jamaica by Team Guru.
Right.
Check it out.
So what's the name of your new single?
Well, right now I just finished up my EP with Jehova Evil, so I have 5 tracks on there. There's 2 newer ones, The Almighty One and The System's Going Down.
Okay, what's that one about? The System is Going Down. What's that song about?
Well, that song is just actually an idea that I had started working on in Trinidad with my father. He's also a very talented musician. He plays drums. He plays, you know, steel pan, he plays keyboard, little keyboard, he plays bass. So it's in my blood too. And, you know, I get a lot of inspiration from him sometimes. We sit down and we do a lot of, you know, we just bug out and hold vibe. He was giving me this idea like, all right, the system's going down. You incorporate some of the things that's going up. So then we have a next verse where we say, the light's gone up and the bill's gone up and the food gone up and the system going down, you know?
Sounds like I want to hear that song.
Yeah, I think you should play that.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's on YouTube?
No, that one I don't have a video for.
Oh, you send it to me.
You can find it on SoundCloud though, and they're all available online. Like if you go on Amazon, they're available for purchase. Just for streaming, if you want to just check them out, they're also on SoundCloud.
Oh, okay. So at what age did you start writing music?
I started writing music when I was a teenager, but I just never got into the recording aspect of things until recently. But I've been spending years in Jamaica with a lot of artists. I was always around Kid Asai. We go to Chyna Smith in the yard, and, you know, we've been by Lee Scratch Perry, and I've been in the studio with all these different people recording, Abyssinians, Natural Black, whichever. You see Sizzla. You see every, you know how it is in Jamaica, you know what I mean? The musical energy, when you go out there, it just build and build and build. It's like a snowball effect.
So that's what made you just want to stick with the reggae plus the ites of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, well, I just, there's something there, you know, my lord, from ever since, you know? Even my first memories is like reggae music as a little youth, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, Tough, tell them where they can get you. In closing, tell them where they can get, you know, all your music or your fashion and all of that stuff. Give them your links right now so you know it's out there in the universe.
All right, family. You can check out Tough Like Iron on Facebook. It's facebook.com/toughlikeiron. I also have the website, toughlikeiron.org. You can find all the clothing. We have crochet hats, we have dresses, skirts, we have children's items, T-shirts for the brethren, them, all with cultural vibes, all with high fashion, flair. You know, you're going to get noticed when you wear these things. And then, you know, we got the videos on YouTube. Keep your head up, Equal Rights. Check that out. I'm on SoundCloud, Instagram. Just Google Tough Like Iron.
All right, there you have it, folks. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tough Like Iron, the sister from far. Where I going?
From near and far.
From near and far. And far from near. Yeah, so this is another segment on your Dread Star Radio. We want to say big up. Thank you, Tough. Appreciate it.
All right, King. Give thanks for the link, right?
Yeah, man. Bless up.
Ion.